show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Happy birthday to Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses. He turned 62 years old today. Axl Rose gets the attention. Slash gets the attention. But the true Guns N' Roses insider knows Izzy was a key engine of that Guns N' Roses train with his riffs and songwriting contributions. Paradise City here from the debut from Guns N' Roses, the greatest selling debut album of all time. Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses is 62 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. He's also the co-author of a new book alongside Catherine Cornell Gorka. It is Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, how are you, Scott? Can you hear me well? I don't hear you very well.
Oh, I hear you just fine. Hopefully you can hear me.
Great.
Wonderful. So let me begin by asking about the title, Next Gen Marxism. As you look at the evolution, how would you define the difference from what we might perceive as Marxism in general and what you define as next generation Marxism?
That's a great question, and I don't want to bore your audience with a lot of history so early in the morning, but it is an evolution. It's no longer the economic Marxism of Karl Marx, right? Karl Marx was an economic determinist. He said that the changes in the factors of production would really set the pace for revolution. Material forces, rather. And then the 20th century, 1920s, 1930s cultural Marxist who said that, you know, who realized that what Marx had called for, which was constant revolution, was not happening. The worker was not interested in overthrowing the state. They added another layer. They said, well, cultural beliefs are also material forces. Cultural beliefs are just as important because the worker doesn't want to overthrow the state, likes the family, doesn't want to overthrow the family, it believes in God, doesn't hate God, all the things that Marx said were necessary. So they said cultural beliefs are important. And then that came to the United States, flowered in the 60s. But then we added our own stuff, right? We added race. And you have people like Eric Mann, who's a very key figure in the book, a communist who founded the Labor Community Strategy Center in Los Angeles and recruited Patrice Cullors, the woman who went on to found Black Lives Matter. He said race is also a material force. So you have layers upon layers, but at bottom, and this is the important thing, Scott, at bottom, it's still an ideology that reduces all of human interaction to an epic struggle between the oppressed and the oppressor. The oppressed and the oppressor, and that has consequences that are very bad, and we can go into them if you want.
Mike, in the introduction, you say that a tendency with this shift is a recognition of the fact that capitalism was clearly superior in its ability to satisfy man's needs and wants, and it's one of communism's greatest failures. So if this effort is not economic prosperity and betterment of man, what's it all about? Is it all about power?
Yes. Oh, I'm glad. Did you read my book? Because if you came away with that, then I'm a satisfied writer. Because it's all about power. They have it and we don't. And they're going to take it, and they're going to do awful things to us if they have power. Look, they believe, or they say they believe, that with capitalism, with freedom, you don't have equality. So the more you maximize freedom, the less equal we are. They are, in a way, not wrong, right? People are born with different capacities. You have talents that I don't have. I have talents that you don't have. I get up really early in the morning. It's now 7:30. I've been here for an hour already in my office. Mm-hmm. So people are going to be rewarded differently if we live in freedom. So they're not wrong when they say that the more freedom, the less equality, individual equality, the more equality. If we are forced to have all the same outcome, that means that somebody is stopping us from thriving. So, you know, that's one of, and they also think that capitalism allocates resources the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So they all use these fronts. You constantly see on social media that they actually, I just saw this morning, a pro-Hamas demonstrator says, actually, it's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go.
Yeah, we're going to play that next hour.
Yeah, sometimes they open the kimono and they show you that it's not about Palestine, it's not about climate change, it's not about sex, it's not about race, it's about the system. They want the system to change so they can get power and take it away from the people that say who are the rich and powerful.
Mike,
I don't know if that's clear, but that's really what it boils down to.
This book, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, part of this is an effort to explain to liberals who want to improve society but not redo it that they have as much an interest in fighting this new Marxism as do conservatives. You mentioned this, the pro-Hamas protest. Are we seeing this play out in real time? The pro-Hamas, next-gen Marxist versus, say, the true liberals, not leftists, of the Democratic Party, and that fight inside the party right now. Are we seeing that play out in real time?
Absolutely, we're seeing that in real time. You have people, especially in the donor class, people like Bill Ackman or people like Bill Maher, right? Bill Maher is a liberal. Bill Maher is not going to agree with me on abortion. He's not going to agree with me on the tax rate. He's not going to agree with me on a number of issues. Not going to agree with me on God. But Bill Maher has had his eyes open to the bad outcomes that we get when you teach students to look at everything as if some people are put into the box of the oppressed and some people are put into the box of the oppressors. And then you have the aberrant outcome behavior of kids supporting terrorists in Hamas. And not really caring about the women, the gang raped in the streets in Israel on October 7th, because they put the Israelis as in the oppressor class, and they put the Palestinians in the oppressed class. So you're seeing within the Democratic Party, within the left of this country, a real debate taking place right now of people. You're having a coalition, what I hope is a coalition of the able, a coalition of the adults, of people who want excellence, who are saying, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this quasi-Marxist, neo-Marxist takeover of all of the cultural making institutions. And I think they're going to have and right now, I tell you right now, the left of the left, the next-gen Marxists, have won when it comes to the Biden administration. The Biden administration, I have a column in the Examiner this morning about the new DEI chief that was just appointed at the State Department. Mm-hmm. She is a complete product of what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
she speaks, you know, in terms that would she wants to change our system. It used to be that presidents appointed diplomats to defend us.
Yes,
on the world stage.
Next Gen Marxism is the book. What It Is and How to Combat It. We're just out of time. Mike Gonzalez, the co-author. Check out Next Gen.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.